Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, sometimes inspiration comes from different places, and sometimes it comes at the last minute. And this edition, this weekly wake-up call is a perfect example of that. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. I literally came up with this at the end of CrossFit tonight, Monday night. Something somebody said, and it was like, boom, right off. I snapped. I don't know if you can hear it. Right in my head, the idea was like, this is exactly what you need to talk about this week. So it worked out perfectly. My name is Greg DeMarco. This is your weekly wake-up call here on the Unstoppable email newsletter, Substack, blog, whatever you want to call it. I'll give you a quick update on the Unstoppable brand as well. At the end of this, I'm super excited about a recent development that I will talk about, and just really hyped up to get into that. But I want to talk about this week's topic, and it's you've seen it if you saw the email that came out, or the blog article here on the Substack, or if you're listening anywhere else, if I post it on the Chair Shot Radio Network, wherever I may post it, it says, when do you dive in head first and when do you prepare? And this was inspired by the end of CrossFit here tonight. Go ahead and follow me at Chair Shot Greg, by the way, on all of your forms of social media, unless I've changed it, because it's been really, really thought-provoking thinking about changing the handle. As we approach the early portion of 2022. So today's workout was fantastic as always. Front squats. It's our Monday thing right now. I think for 5 or 6 weeks we're going to be doing front squats, building up to a 5 rep maximum. We did our 5 rep max last week. It was 225, and then we're going with percentages of that. Last week I did 185 for I think 4 rounds of 4. This week, or it was 2 rounds of 5. This week we did 4 rounds of 5. I was 205. So just to give you an example of the kind of workout we're doing, the numbers are inconsequential because everybody's in a different place. If you're continuing to improve upon yourself, that's all that matters. But then we had the workout, which is full of some of my favorite exercises like your devil's press. Really, that's it. The only one that I liked out of everything that we did. And then everything else was a bunch of bullshit that I had to push through. And that's what it's all about, right? I've talked about it before. CrossFit for me is about building mental toughness, and that's what it does. But at the end, you know, we had a chit-chat and talk and everything else, and, you know, maybe run to the restroom, do whatever. And some of us were standing there talking, and we were looking at the big board. The big board lists the workouts for the week. Of course, it's just Monday. We were taking a look at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I don't even remember what they were, right? But one of the guys in the class walks by and says, "Don't look at the board. Just make sure you get yourself here." And that struck me in a couple of ways. In ways that I thought he was dead on right, and in ways that I thought he was completely off. And it's very personal why that goes either direction. And I don't mean personal to me like it struck a personal nerve or chord, but it's personal how you make that decision, which way you go. And as I'm walking out the door, I thought that's the topic. Do you dive in head first, or do you prepare? And common sense, and just a little bit of mental power, and knowing me and knowing that I believe very few things in life are black and white, and most things that we deal with and we live in are gray area, and there's typically more than one right answer. Just like there's more than one right way to get somewhere, right? I'll talk about that in a future episode. There's typically more than one right answer as well. You just want to make sure you get one of them. And this is one of those situations, right? There's more than one right answer to me. Sometimes in life, you just got to go. You just got to dive in. And overthinking it is going to make it worse. As in, as you're going to overthink it, you're going to get in your head, you're going to be in your head when you're actually doing whatever it is you need to do. Maybe it's a project at work, a presentation, maybe you're trying to talk to somebody, maybe it's something with your kids and something that you're worried about, and you just overthink it and labor over it, and then when it comes time to show up, you don't. And whereas if you just showed up, went all in, head first, and kind of figured it out as you went along, that would have been the way to go. Other times, you need to prepare, and you need to make sure that you know exactly what you're doing, step by step. Maybe rehearse, maybe do everything you can to be 100% fully prepared, and then you go. So, I'll take CrossFit as an example. I prepare for CrossFit, at least mentally. On Sunday, when they post the workouts, I look at them, and I see what we're doing, and there's a few things that I look for. Number one, are we running? Because I run on Tuesdays on my own. I don't go to CrossFit on Tuesdays because of the schedule with recording and everything else. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, I'm not going to CrossFit today. So I run, and I run a lot. I run at least 3 miles, if not more, on Tuesdays, and it's a hell of a workout for me, especially because I hate running. Never been very good at it. I ran a mile back in December in 8 minutes and 52 seconds, and I was elated to beat 9 minutes. Some of you were like, that's amazing. Others are like, dude, you're so slow. Whatever, right? It's all about me and what I did. And CrossFit to me is a very personal thing. But I'm always prepared. I look at every single workout. Are we running? I look to see, are we doing squat cleans? Because squat cleans are my favorite exercise. This week we're doing them on Wednesday. So I'm excited. I will make sure I'm mentally ready. I'll show up. I'll be excited. I'll be ready to go. We're doing squat cleans. Let's fucking go. Like, that'll be what we look like and what we look at. Okay? But some people might be better off not coming. They might look at the board. It's posted online too, and they might be like, shit, I don't want to do that. I hate all those exercises. Those are my worst movements. I can't go to that one. And then maybe they decide to go and celebrate Taco Tuesday instead of going and working out. Who knows, right? But if they just showed up and didn't know what the workout was, they're going to get the work in, they're going to get the benefit, and they're going to be good to go. So for those people, it might be good to dive in head first. For me, for CrossFit, it's good to just go with it, right? Just go with it, plan it out, read the website or the app, see what's coming up, and be mentally ready. I show up pretty much having a good memory, good idea of what we're going to do. Other times, you just got to dive in. My new job that I took, and I say new, I've been there for almost a year now, but when I started back in February, I replaced somebody who was gone, right? Literally, my first day of training, the person I was replacing logged on to training with corporate folks, said, hey, how are you doing? I'm out. You know, great working with all you guys. Not really talking to me. And we had this whole training agenda planned out. 3 weeks worth of training. And by the second day, we had to abandon it because the work needed to get done. The work was piling up and people were starting to ask about things that needed to be done. And so it was like, we're just going to have to dive in and figure it out and do the work. And so it was on the job training, and 6, 7, 8, 9 months into it, I was still encountering things I didn't know about.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs. So your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Things that I would have learned in training, but since training didn't happen, I didn't learn about those things. But guess what? It turned out just fine. I learned on the job. I learned on the go. Just in time training, right? I learned it when I needed to. And sometimes I needed to learn it again and again and again in order for it to work out. But in the end, in the long run, it did work out. And that was the great benefit of the type of training that I had. It worked for me. It worked for what I needed. And that's really how that worked. With podcasting, okay? Patrick O'Dowd and I celebrated 10 years of podcasting last May. And when we first did it, we just literally jumped into Blog Talk Radio, pressed the record button, and went. And that was it. And we made a ton of mistakes. It's horrible at this in the beginning. But we just dove in, right? We figured how to take calls. And the first 2 weeks, I had double microphones picking my voice up. And so there was an echo and the audio was terrible. And when I reposted it, I tried to make it sound as good as possible. But we, you know, they say you can polish a turd, right? But it's still a fucking turd. And that episode is a turd. The first couple episodes are turds. And we started to figure things out and it got better. Now we're sprucing up the audio. We've got sound files and there's no longer this, you know, live Blog Talk Radio, which is a conference call. We're now using more sophisticated programs to record everything. So we've advanced our technology in order to make things work better for us. But we just dove in and figured it out as we were going. Okay, other people will take a month to plan out before they ever do their first podcast. And to me, that doesn't work for podcasting, but it might work for other things. You just got to know what's going to work for you. But the answer is simple. They're both right in the right situations. And there's not a situation where you always just have to dive in head first. And there's not a situation where you always have to be 100% step-by-step planned out and prepared. Because there's a factor in making that decision that's different for everybody. And that's you. That's the individual themselves involved in the situation. You have the situation and you have the person. And the combination of those two things is going to tell you what's the right move, diving in or stepping back. For me, I think if you evaluate, I don't even plan on talking about it this way, but if you evaluate yourself, you'll probably notice that there's a middle ground. Okay, there's situations where you always have to plan no matter what, you had to plan for it. And there's situations where you were just thrust in and no matter what you had to dive in. And then somewhere in the middle exists your traits as a person. Okay. When you set all the way on the left are the things that you have to just dive in head first. And all the way on the right are the things that you have to be clear, concise and planned out. And maybe that's 15% on one side. We'll say 20%. I'll make the numbers easy. 20% on one side, 20% on the other. That's 40%. Okay. Well, then there's this 60% in the middle. And that's where your traits and your personality come into play. And if you really sit down and evaluate yourself, you probably lean one way or the other. You probably lean detailed, planned out, or you probably lean, fuck it. Dive in head first and let's go. I'll be honest with you. If I evaluate myself and those who are listening to this and they know Greg very, very well, they're saying it already. Fuck it. Dive in head first. Let's go. And I'm a let's go kind of person. And that's what I've done because I, in my brain and dealing with stress levels and anxiety, which I don't so much unless the situation truly calls for it, I don't waste mental energy on things I don't need to waste mental energy on. So I don't labor over things mentally unless it's truly that important. I used to have this thing called 10-year or 5-year rule. And I still do. I just don't talk about it as much. And if you're worried about something, you need to decide, is this worth stressing out about? Okay. Is this going to be important 5 years from now? If the answer is no, don't worry about it. If the answer is yes, ask yourself a follow-up question. Is this going to matter 10 years from now? If the answer is no, don't worry about it. If the answer is yes, okay. This is worth your stress. This is worth this finite amount of stress that we can give out at one time. This is worth a little bit of that, a percentage of the stress capacity that you have. And because I don't give my stress that much to that many things, I don't deal with the same stressors and anxiety that a lot of other people do. That's just my own interpretation of it. Somebody that's in the psychological field might say different, and that's okay. I'm never going to argue with a doctor unless I'm really that worried, and then my argument would probably involve getting a second opinion from another doctor because they're smarter than I am. But going back to the topic at hand, you either dive in head first or you plan it out. So take some stock in yourself here in the next couple weeks and maybe the next week, right? And see, when am I planning things out and when am I diving in head first? and evaluate the situation. Did I truly have a choice in this situation or not? And eliminate those. And then look at the situations where you did have a choice and see which way you lean. Get to know yourself a little bit more. Get to know yourself and see which way you lean. Because if you know yourself and if you know how you're going to react and you know how you're going to plan and prepare or dive in head first, that's just another step towards doing what this is all about. Being unstoppable. Being the unstoppable you that I know you can be. So again, take that inventory. Do I dive in head first or do I plan out clear and concise? When I actually have a choice, which one do I do? There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. There's just the answer that applies best to you. Quick update. I have partnered with a website called Below the Collar. For you wrestling fans out there, you've heard of ProWrestlingTees.com. We have our t-shirt store there, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. They have a site called Below the Collar, and Below the Collar is their non-wrestling version of Pro Wrestling Tees, BelowTheCollar.com. They have music, comedians, artists, all that on there, and they have this category called Other. And being very familiar with Pro Wrestling Tees, I went ahead and applied for a store on Below the Collar and got approved. And so now we're going to be putting the Unstoppable brand, the Unstoppable merchandise, up for sale over at over at Below the Collar. The store has been set up, or will be set up, here in the next couple of days. We'll get the first products uploaded. I'll make sure everybody knows about those and you can begin to do it. And remember, a portion of the proceeds of every single sale will be donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Remember, this whole Unstoppable movement that I am on began when I was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia. When one of my closest friends coined the phrase, Greg DeMarco was unstoppable. And she did that in response to me sharing this news that I had been diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia and my approach towards it. And that is the approach that I have taken all along. And that's why I'm hoping for some good news when I have my appointment later this month. It'll probably be a very personal podcast. The last Friday of the month, I believe, is January 28th. The next one after that is probably going to be super personal. And that's okay. That's what this is about. Transparency, learning from each other, all of that comes into play in a situation like this. So I want to thank you for listening. My name is Greg DeMarco. Follow along at Chairshot Greg. Look, if I change it, if you go to at Chairshot Greg and it's not there, it'll probably be at Greg DeMarco 44. Just search for Greg DeMarco and see, because that number 44 has jumped out at me. I've actually looked up the meaning of it, and I'm going to do a podcast or an article about it, because I just did it because of what year it was and where I was in life when I came up with it. And it really stood out. And, you know, sometimes you have those happy accidents. And I think that one was a happy accident. See which way you lean. Do you plan and prepare? Do you dive in head first? When you actually have the choice, I'd love to see you reply to this. Let me know, or make a comment. Let me know there too. Or hit me up on social media. Let me know that. Until next time, follow along. Share this with your closest friends. People that you think can benefit from it, people that you think maybe you don't like it and you think somebody else can, you know, get their opinion on it. But I appreciate you listening, sharing, following along with the Unstoppable brand and with this version of the podcast, your weekly wake up call.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.